Hello, everyone. It's Leanne back again. And right now we have a fantastic person in our community, the amazing Deb Brooks from Bayside Community Emergency Relief on the line. And she has been working her fingers off this year. Good morning, Deb.
Hi, Leanne. How are you?
Good, thank you. Well, Bayside Community Emergency Relief, did it start with the bushfires this year or did it already exist?
No, it started on January the 1 because I had an idea of a model that would work in emergency situations that would get people donating the right items in the right way and getting them to the end recipients in the fastest manner. And the group took off above and beyond what anyone expected, really.
Well, I know there were literally thousands of us doing things and tasks to get everything from food and clothing to people to food to koalas. It was that busy and big and everyone during January. I think this year, it seems so long ago now, but we all wanted to help. We all wanted to do something instead of sitting at home in the holidays watching what was going on around us, don't you think?
Totally. And what we actually did was what was needed. And we also stopped people trying to travel into danger zones where they wouldn't have been in anyway. But we got requested items out to the relevant places in the fastest possible time. And we would have done, pick a figure, well over $500,000 in donated goods. This year all up, continuing on, we'd probably up to 800,000, if not more, in goods that we've donated. Yeah.
That's incredible work, Deb. Now, since the fires, what was next? What happened then? There's always someone to help, right?
Usually. What happened after the fires, I was going to hand my model across to the council for them to take to other councils and get all communities on board doing something similar. And what ended up happening is I was talked into by quite a few people, including organisations, lawyers, people that were in the group originally, and the council. I was talked into incorporating and then registering us as a charity. So we dropped the group off the end of our name. So we're now Bayside Community Emergency Relief, and there's an ink in there. And so we're now a full-on charity. We can give tax concessions for people that donate money, but our main cause is still getting requested goods donated. So we're not driven by the holy dollar. Our overheads are exceptionally low, but we do need goods for our various initiatives. And obviously we've been working on COVID because COVID is an emergency that's just not ending at the moment.
Yes. What sorts of help are you giving and to who?
Well, we identified early on in the piece some areas within the community that would probably benefit most from our support. So and this was before the aged care system took off with cases. We identified vulnerable elderly in not-for-profit aged care in Bayside, and also children fleeing domestic violence,
right?
Because domestic violence has risen significantly.
Yes.
So we focused on them. Plus, on the side, we've helped other organisations such as BASIS, who have come to us with urgent requests. So got fingers out in a few areas.
So most of the calls that go out through Facebook, is that right?
Yes, we do have a website as well, and we do have Instagram as well, so they are on there. But Facebook seems to be the most active. We had to start fresh and build the group up, so we don't have the 6,300 that we initially had in January.
You want 6,000 people back on the Facebook list?
Totally and completely. But we've got 1,700. We've also now got a volunteer database, which is phenomenal. And we've arranged, I think in October, we did about 1,200 what we call our COVID comfort care packs. And we got those out to three different organisations dealing with domestic violence, plus to seven aged care homes. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah, good. We're still managing a heck of a lot. So, yeah.
Deb, you're a saint, I have to say, to take all this on and lead all of this for so long. And I remember you being absolutely exhausted at the beginning of the year when we talked to you and you couldn't stop. It was incredible. Now, you've got something coming up we need to tell everyone about.
Yes, please. Starting November the 9th, which is next Monday, through to November the 13th, we've got our massive annual or biannual, we're not quite sure, fundraiser, which is an online auction. So we've got over 90 items that have been donated from the community and from local businesses. And we've got items starting off at $5 because we know that a lot of people have been hit hard. So we've got a whole variety of vouchers, hampers, items. So something for everyone, really, and loads of Chrissy presents.
So if there are businesses listening and they would like to give something for the auction, can they still do that?
Yes, they can. We can load on right up until the day. So if they could contact us, probably through the Facebook page is the easiest, or through our website where there are contact details and email addresses.
That's fantastic. And so when does the auction start again? Please tell us.
Next Monday morning, which is November the 9th at 9 a.m, and it ends Friday the 13th at 8 p.m.
And just in time for Christmas.
Oh,
Christmas
totally
shopping.
In time for Christmas. We've got some amazing things, and the baby boomers there will absolutely love some of the autographed prints and photos that we've got as well.
Am I sniffing?
Aussie rock, classic.
Oh, Aussie rock. Oh, I was thinking football, but we're thinking music. Nah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And are there any other activities coming up?
Yes, after the auction, we're actually going to be holding a raffle with a limited number of tickets for people to have a chance to win a Thermomix. So that's another thing that will be absolutely brilliant in time for Christmas.
What does the cash go towards?
Okay, well, the money for these fundraisers are going to our current initiatives, which we have to get out before Christmas. We've got Fairway Hostel in Sandringham. We are doing a Christmas COVID comfort pack for the elderly there. Then we are doing a couple of hundred packs for children fleeing domestic violence,
yes,
which have been requested through Family Life in Sandringham. And the last lot, which was about 300 packs, which I haven't announced it formally yet, but we're doing packs for the over 65s that are on the council's database as being vulnerable, COVID vulnerable.
Right.
So we are actually working in with Bayside Council on that one.
That's
and
good.
Doing about, yeah,
so
it's huge.
Obviously some things, if you don't get them donated, you'll have to buy them, obviously. So that how, and it covers petrol and all those sorts of things.
Petrol and things like that are coming out of my pocket at the moment.
Right.
we need that many items. Our children's packs are absolutely chock-a-block full of not just essential items, but feel-good items also, and stress release items for them, for their mental health.
Yeah,
so
great.
There's a lot. Yeah, it's a big expense, and we can't expect the public to be able to donate everything or as much as we need, because we really do need a heck of a lot.
Yes.
So we are just hoping that all these fundraisers go well, because these packs are ongoing.
An online auction is a great idea at the moment, because people are shopping online anyway, so they may as well get on and have a go. Now, how can people get involved with Bayside Community Emergency Relief?
Easy enough. Pop onto Facebook and look us up. We've actually got a group and a page. So the group is the more active, where you will see everything and you'll see opportunities to join in. You'll see information on the volunteer database. You'll see our initiatives and what we need for what pack. And then you get your daily COVID updates as well.
Well, it's a great thing that you're doing, Deb. And I've got to hand it to you. I don't know how you do it, because I'm sure you've got a life as well. Think it's amazing what you're doing, and I'm really glad we've been able to touch base again, and we look forward to doing so again in the future. Thanks, Deb.
Oh, thank you so much. And can I just say before I go, without the community, because this is a community-driven group, without the community, this group isn't possible. So the more people we have, the more people we can help.
Thanks, Deb.
Yep.